southern water. All right. Ready over there yet, ladies?
Yes.
Okay. Call our meeting back to order. And where would we like to start?
If we could start with Mel on the T-Highway contract. And he's been waiting around.
No, has Bob reviewed it?
That's where it was at.
That Bob is supposed to be reviewing it right now. So.
Okay.
Because he hasn't said anything.
I thought they worked those issues out earlier today.
There's a new contract.
Okay.
It's the same contract, but it's new for him.
Right.
Okay.
Another couple of signature pages I have here, typically signed by presiding commissioner, is these are both for the Tiger II applications, and that is that the federal wage requirement certification that if these two projects are awarded grants, that they'll move forward with.
We've already voted for that, but we actually have to reconsider the vote and wait till 4:20. It's not been 24 hours notice since the posting.
Okay.
I just got Nikki, when Nikki came down, and she said, we didn't do 24 hours notice.
Can I leave it with you?
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll have to sprinkle the minutes with emergency. If we just wait, we'll be here.
Water.
She's coming. I'm sorry. She said she's on her way.
I kept the agenda light in so that we would have time to go through the road petitions. I could hit a couple of the light ones, and then we'll move into that.
One more.
Quail Road, the drainage ditch alongside the private home, drains most of the neighborhood. I have some pictures here. We talked about it several months ago. Dean Burton was the previous owner. The new gentleman, the new owner, was under the impression, it was insinuated to him by Mr. Burton, that this would be repaired by the county. He called me late last week and wanted to know if I could present that case again. I told him I would ask the question, that we had discussed it in the past, and I don't think we really settled on, I don't recall settling on absolutely yes or absolutely no. It was, I think the last thing I recall was that I was asked to talk to the new owner of the property.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I take responsibility for you getting that phone call.
Okay.
He called me, and I could not remember where that issue was left, and asked him to call you. I bragged on your good abilities of keeping good notes and that type of thing, and so. The bottom line that you have, it was still out in the open?
I have an estimate that was prepared at that time. I do have some pictures here if you want to refresh yourselves.
I went out to the side.
Okay.
Did we vote on it?
No, we did not.
Okay.
We spoke about some opinions as to whether or not it was county obligation or responsibility to take care of such. Went back as far as when it was built, and we discussed how it probably should have been taken care of at that point in time. But regardless of that fact, it is water doing damage on private property that is being accused of coming off the county right-of-way. So his request is that the county repair it. Our estimate is $5,800 for 190 feet of filling in a drainage ditch with 15-inch CMP, two junction boxes, and 2 days' labor, $5,846. I told him I'd come to you to discuss the matter because it is on private property. It's a unique situation that I don't have the authority to make that call without your recommendation, authorization to work on private property.
at one point in one of our many conversations, we talked about that issue and that those two property owners, because it's not on just one property, if I understood right. And if it is, it'd be one property owner, it doesn't matter. But we would need the paperwork. Maybe we even talked about using something that we'd done before in a similar manner. We'd have to have their, have some legal work so that we could go on their property and work, and that it would be an easement possibly, that if it ever had to be worked on again, we would have the permission to go on there.
It would be in our best interest to have a drainage easement through either one or both the properties. I don't know what the current configuration is, neither does the new owner, as to whether the ditch line is all on his property line or it splits the two properties. It's not uncommon for drainage easements to split two properties on the property line. I did discuss with Mr. Miller there are several alternatives to filling it in and topsoiling all of it. And one would be riprap, another would be to regrade that entire area and try and put a 3-to-1 slope and create a ditch that is more maintainable than in its current configuration. So there's two or three different options, with the one that we're looking at probably being the most expensive, but also probably being the best long-term fix. The others would possibly erode some more. Riprap might not be aesthetically pleasing in the middle of a neighborhood like that. It might not be the best thing for small children to be playing around. But I guess the core question for me is this county responsibility to take care of this situation?
Is it any more the county's responsibility than the one we turned down north of town here that had the water going down the road, and we turned it down a couple of weeks ago that had Mr. Scott? I had visited this location, and now that you brought it up, I do remember that I got out, looked at the Ten Horns, and made comments. It should be in the notes in the minutes about the Ten Horns being rusted on both ends, that if we needed to replace the pipe to carry the water that goes through in that particular location, that we might need to do that crossed the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they said that the Ten Horn was causing an overflow that was running across the road and causing the ditch to wash out, but there was lawn, green, this deal here was the way it come across here and all this. Actually, it was mowed after you took these pictures. I was out there after that. Mr. Burton requested that I come by mm-hmm. in the meeting, and I went by there. And the inside, the other side of the culvert is completely rusted over. And he had used, like, this cracking and stuff alongside here. Did you go out to the side? As an example, that the water was running down the road and actually running not through. The Ten Horn wasn't carrying the water, and it was running around and causing it to cut into the banks and stuff. So at that time, I thought that there might be such a possibility as to increase the size of the Ten Horn.
From across the road? Is that the
from
one?
Across the road.
Okay, there's two. There's a junction of two meeting right there.
Right. And anyway, that's what I conferred with, I thought there might be another picture of that of the Ten Horn coming in there. This is the downhill side of it. But anyway, that's where we. There it is, right there. There it is, right there.
Well, so like many things we have to look at, there's lots of different angles you can look at. One angle is that the county took this road in. It's a subdivision. And evidently, a lot of this water's coming because of the road and the ditches and everything on one spot. And we've put off taking in Horizon Hills all this long time because we didn't want to have ourselves in a position like this. But we've already taken this road in. I don't know how long ago it was. But anyway, again, there's lots of angles to look at it.
Frank, what do you think? It's your budget. Let me preface the statement before I let you answer. I know there's two property owners because the trench goes both sides on along the property line, so we got to get easements from both.
It appears that way.
I mean, I think
it's surveyed it.
I'm going back from the previous owner, but I thought it went on both sides of the property, so I mean, we got to work on easements, and it makes sense to have a permanent drainage easement.
I think he owned both at that time, though. Didn't he own both houses?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Frank?
If we were to take this in today, this is a concern that we would be talking about as we took it in. We would be addressing this issue if it were a road to be taken in. We'd ask that it be fixed prior to, or we would put it in. Randy would probably put it in his condition report that states there's a drainage issue here that needs to be fixed.
So by saying that, you're feeling we do have some responsibility, or we don't?
I feel that we do.
Okay. That's what I thought you were saying.
But I feel that we probably had that responsibility when we took it in. 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
It's longer than that.
Yeah, I am right. This is pretty much a completely developed mm-hmm. road, isn't it?
Big circle.
And a good portion of the water ends up in this one place.
From that entire circle.
No,
it probably should have been the responsibility of the developer to take that into account and have built something that would accommodate that amount of water coming down there.
It's an unusual deal, the way they've got it set up with two tin horns.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unusual. If you go out and look at it, it's the way it's configured there. It's
So we need to take care of it, Frank. You're saying it's not a bad use of your budget money.
I agree.
But the first step, are we in agreement? The first step would be we have to have easements from these two property owners.
And you're calling them drainage easements so we can go on that property in the future if we need to clean them out or all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Not only for constructive purposes right now to fix it, but also for permanent and perpetual easement that would stay with the home in the event that someone sells it, that we retain that ability to go on that and maintain the drainage structure from here on out.
Randy, can you determine where that line is pretty close without us having to pay for a survey to get those easements, or is this something?
The best thing, we'll probably have it surveyed because they'll need that description.
Legal description,
for
right.
Legal description to go with that easement. So property does sell, we can go back and if they hire a surveyor to survey the lot, they know that that easement is basically where we determine it's going to run. We either split equally or...
But there may be a survey, a recent one, since the property just sold, hopefully.
That's possible.
Or we wouldn't have to pay for that.
I could ask Mr. Miller about that.
And then ask the neighbor, too. Shoot, they may have had a survey. Use it if they've got it. Is that right?
Possibly.
I'm going to make one more statement, then I'm going to just be quiet, and you guys can do whatever you want to, but we're opening a door that can't be shut throughout the county if we do this job on private property. And we just got through turning down one on Mr. Scott's up here that water ran right down the county road.
Actually, Mr. Strahan, we did turn it down in the meeting, but your direction to me was if I could find evidence, and everything indicated that it was not county problem, but if I could find evidence that it was a county problem, and what happened was two gentlemen called me to the site and pointed to the ditch that was in question, and that it had been filled and clogged, And so we did take a grader and spent probably an hour and didn't bring any excess material in. But your direction was if there was, if we were at somewhat at fault, to go ahead and fix it. And we did at that point. I agree with you. This is a, I wish we weren't having to talk about this. It's uncomfortable. There's a lot of these throughout the county. And every time one comes up, it's problematic. But how can I honestly tell this gentleman that none of the water that comes off the county road is what's causing this problem here for you at this location? I'd have a hard time telling him that, too.
Okay, the man that bought it, he knew the ditch was there. The ditch has been there ever since the road was mm-hmm. there. And probably, more than likely, the ditch was there when the person before that bought it. Somewhere we have to accept responsibility to get something done ourselves. And just because we live on a county road does not mean that we have to be, the county has to be responsible for everything that's completely over on. I know we've worked on other situations. I know that. But the next guy that comes in and says, I've got this ravine here, then.
Sometimes we fix them and sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
And it's nice to draw that line at the county right-of-way. It's nice to draw that line and say, there's an imaginary line from the ground that goes up to the sky. Anything beyond this line, we don't touch regardless of what the reason is.
Well, I mean, I 100% agree with you, Danny, that we are open to the can of worms. I also believe that we messed up when we took the road in. We should have had some sort of easement to deal with this water issue somehow. I mean,
wouldn't it have been easier to sowed some grass that would have let the water flow across there? And I mean, it would have been a lot simpler to for the project. I mean, there would have been water run down across there without cutting a ravine. But there's never been any attempt to fix it that I can see by anybody, not even property owner or.
So, I mean, I want to ask, there's two ways to handle the situation. We can provide material and the homeowner can fix it, and then we don't take ownership of it, and then we're released of anything further. Or we can take the ownership, the easement, and do it, and it's our permanent easement forever. It seems to me that by us taking the easement ownership, we could be saying we're accepting fault, and that would open the county up to a lot more of these issues across the county versus just providing some sort of public-private resolution. We're not accepting fault. We're accepting fault that we didn't get this taken care of in the paperwork when we took the road in years ago. I mean, does that help us a little bit, Danny, you think?
That is more reasonable. I don't know whether that's the proper way to do it, but that's more reasonable if there's a problem there and the owners want to cooperate and we furnish the material from out in that area. See, I've run into this, Jim, over on the eastern side before, and I didn't correct it. I told them, I said, you have some responsibility.
Right.
And we actually dumped to a couple of loads of, we were working in the area and we used a couple of loads of material that wasn't worth anything. We was going to haul it back and bury it up here at the Kazee Mills.
Right.
And we hauled that down there and dumped it in the location, and they come in and put some topsoil down and solve the problem. But I didn't feel like that was it was still on our easement, is what I'm trying to say, but it was still our problem and it was fixed. So I'm not for spending $5,000 or $10,000 to fix two property owners, the line between their houses.
I explained to Mr. Miller that this was, that we have had previous discussions. It's a problematic, it's a gray area for us that I could, as a county employee, I could not 100% say that the county is at fault for creating this situation, that he purchased the home knowing that ditch existed there, and he came back with also the insinuation that it would be repaired, but I said that insinuation was not from the county, that insinuation was from the seller. Also told him if we didn't come to a resolution today that I would plead his case, that his request is that it be repaired, and it be repaired in this manner, knowing that there's other alternatives probably cheaper than this. The cheapest alternative, I think, would be to regrade it, try and get a 3-to-1 slope, put some erosion blankets down, seed it, and hopefully let it grow up and that handle it. But our level of responsibility, I explained to him, was unknown at this time. This is, we talk about these issues back and forth.
How far can we go with drainage just before we have to do a clean out?
Our recommendation is 60 feet.
Does 60 feet get us past the foundation of the house?
I don't think so. The total lineal feet is 190 to the back fence. I don't think 60 probably gets us 3/4 of the way into the house.
So it doesn't get us past
I don't think it does.
Well, we required, I'm thinking back to, we required somebody on the road to help public-private so we can get a propane tank down the gravel road. Where was that over by, Danny, you remember? Jeff, you remember?
Airport Road, or off Airport Road.
Yeah, first time we ever did a we asked citizens to come up with some money.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of one before that, I think.
First one we did, it was upstairs in the old commission room. Before we went public live.
You're talking about?
Mohawk.
Mohawk, there Mohawk. You go.
There was a private contribution to make all that happen because of the hardship for the delivery for the propane truck.
Oh, wow. Well,
and once again, it wasn't one of those, we caused it, but we felt some obligation too.
Honestly, I don't have the right answer for you. It's a gray matter. It's uncomfortable to make a decision in either direction for me. I agree with you, Mr. Strand. If we do this, we may be setting a precedent that we don't like. If we say no, which I told him was an absolute possibility that we come out of this meeting today with a no, then he said that he would either write a letter in response to the no or come in and try and meet with you in person. My promise to him was that I would bring the case forward and we would discuss it again as we had in the past and didn't come up to, as far as I could recall, we had not come up to a resolution in one way, shape, or form.
How much is the pipe?
The pipe is $3,300.
Wow. Okay.
That's for 200 feet. That takes it from the street to beyond his rear property line.
I guess I'd like to talk to the homeowner if he wants to come in and talk.
There might be some negotiating take place.
I don't want to pay all of it. I don't think it's all our fault. That's my one opinion.
Be nice if you come in.
Okay.
Fine with me.
Okay. I will call Mr. Miller and let him know we discussed it and didn't come up with a resolution that we would like for him to come in and meet with the commission to discuss the matter.
Randy, is there any research you can do to find out when that road was taken in and when, how long was it? Is there any way to do that?
Yeah, I could try to find a petition. See when it was taken.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Mr. Strophis and myself had a meeting with the transfer station, which we do about on a quarterly basis to discuss different things in operation that go on at the transfer station. And I think it's been, in the last year, it's been productive. We've addressed some things that seem like little issues. One thing being the hard hat issue. It seemed like forever we would be getting written up when DNR comes by and enforcing the hard hat issue. And it's now, people are very compliant with wearing the hard hats and wearing the safety vest. And I think that reflects good on the county that we're agreeing with and enforcing some of the DNR regulations that we've been written up for a long time. So these meetings are good. We had one yesterday morning, and one of the concerns as a group, I think I can speak as a group, for the group, they work 6 days a week, rotating. Every person that works for the transfer station works 6 days a week, two times a month, and it's a hardship for them. So they had some ideas as to how they could possibly alleviate the need for them to work 6 days a week, 2 days a month. It doesn't give them much time for family time or home projects, things of that nature. So I wanted to discuss.
And I'd like to elaborate a little bit, Frank.
Okay.
From the fact that they feel that they are compared and judged against Road and Bridge Department. They're paid like Road and Bridge employees, but yet we don't require Road and Bridge employees to work two Saturdays a month. So their request is that we look at different ways to cover the county, cover the transfer station. One suggestion they made was close Saturdays. They provided some documentation that shows about 50% or more of the visitors on Saturdays are out of state or at least out of county. The transfer station, the closest transfer station or dump that's open in the area is Springfield. The one across the state line in Arkansas is not open. Reed Springs is not open. So we get a lot of out-of-county traffic. Plus, the volume of vehicles is not very great. So one of their suggestions was, let's close on Saturdays. I said that probably won't fly. But the other thing, they said, well, what about just one Saturday a month, like the first Saturday of the month be open? I said that's a suggestion, too. One thing that did point out, they want to, we are missing some initial dumps in the morning because of our hours right now. Our hours of operation currently are 8 to 4. If we changed our hours to 7:30 to 5, we would pick up more volume from some commercial haulers that would more than pay for the extra overtime hours. We're talking significant tonnage is what they presented to us. They're also doing some things on the side, which is the recycling. They're pulling out scrap metal and been pulling it aside to sort so that we sell it on the side. The numbers we'll have, in a couple weeks of what it's been for 90 days?
A couple weeks, we'll have a 90-day report on the metal recycling efforts that the county took over from the previous operation the way it was done.
And it appears that may justify an employee.
Mm-hmm.
With the money that we're raising, we can justify another employee. So the thought is a suggestion that we talked about, which was using that money we save from the recycling or pulling scrap metal and putting that part-time person doing the truck, the operation, and the other part-time person running the scale house so that we don't have to rely on outside Road and Bridge employees to cover the transfer station. Plus, we could juggle the schedule to a point where we could get them their hours, but give them 2 days off in a row. One thing that they brought up that is a concern to me that we probably need to aware is that we're supposed to have everyone bonded, whoever touches the money. We don't do that. We have Karen's bonded, and that's it. Is that correct? Richard's not bonded.
I know that Richard's not. I'm not sure if Mark Hall is or the other substitutes that go in there.
So we've got an issue where we don't have everyone bonded when they're touching the money, which I think our outside auditor has made that a request to us last year. So what I told them probably was going to happen, it seems to me that if we're missing some business, we could easily pick up business by changing some hours. And that would be the first thing. So I would like you guys' feedback about opening up at 7:30 and running until 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday. that would pick up business that we're not getting right now that's going over to Reed Springs.
Reed Springs. So you're saying do that in closed Saturday?
No.
You're not saying that?
I'm not. I'm just saying let's change the hours of operation. I don't have the conclusive numbers on the recycling. We're going to have that in 2 more weeks, Frank. Is that right?
That's correct.
So for 2 weeks, we run a couple extra hours, which is going to run a couple hours of overtime. But at least we capture that business and then wait for Frank to come back with how much money we actually saved to see if we can justify 2 part-timers.
So could you do what you're saying without making a change in the sign and the posting, this, that, and the other, and just go after these commercial haulers?
What do you think?
In case you find that it isn't such a good plan?
That's a nice alter. That's what we're after is the commercial haulers.
And then we're after that. There's some specific haulers that they brought up to us that they really think that we could get by just unlocking the gate.
Don't say anything to the public. I mean, you're, so,
it's someone
you're
that
open.
It's someone that we've worked with in the past for a long time, and they switched to Reed Springs. So it's 18 to 22 tons, several times a week, I believe, that we're missing out on.
What I should have said is don't advertise it.
Right, right.
It's open to the public because we're talking about it.
There was a time years ago when the transfer station was closed on Mondays, and that it worked well for some people, maybe the employees it worked well for, but it didn't work well for a commercial hauler or two. And at one point in time, they allowed the commercial haulers to dump their loads on the pad and then leave it overnight that way, and then push it the next morning, which by today's DNR standards wouldn't be allowed.
Okay. I think we actually had one vendor that was paying $35 extra for us to come in and dump on Monday, and Road and Bridge people took care of them or something. I don't know how that worked. Well, I'd be okay if it's going for the try.
Just try it.
7:30 to 5 with the hope that there'd be increased business to pay for the additional help.
I know the recycling is going well.
Saturday.
What?
And leave it open.
Yeah, don't touch Saturday yet. Leave it open Saturday for now.
Well, that's where my mixed emotions are. The fact that the transfer station was originally put in for a service to the citizens, not a business for the county.
I told him you were going to be the one against it. Did I not say that, Frank?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying
that. I know. No, I said the same. We have a service to the community.
Right.
We do.
And that's what it was originally set up for, was service to community, not business. I mean, we want it to break even, but it was set up for service, and to try to, and for our citizens not to have this stuff dumped in the ditches and ravines and all those things. And so I do have mixed feelings about it as far as that goes. And if you're going to try this other thing and leave it open, because a lot of people that I know of are just two baggers, if you want to call it that. They just take two bags out there for a Saturday morning.
I can just tell you, they get, when I was talking to Karen, in this meeting that was very, I think it was a very good interaction, they get griped at pretty good when we close the gates at 4. I mean, the two things that they get is, why didn't we open before 7:30? Because the gates are unlocked, because Road and Bridge is already there. So they're getting griped then, and they get griped at 4 o'clock. So if we can open those hours, but I have also calculated that we could cover the transfer station, do away with overtime, and get everyone to two-day weekends if we just go with 30 extra hours, which I think will be justified by this recycling that we've been doing. We'll have the numbers, and we're what they're doing is pulling out metal as they get time to. They're not even committing to it, because when they're too busy, they can't do it. I mean, they missed some big guardrails that were dumped off because they were busy at that time, and they said that would have been more than enough to pay for somebody. So they're doing their part in the recycling, which is actually selling scrap metal off. But what I'd like to do first initially is
elongate the hours without changing signage, and then see how this number comes out in 2 weeks.
I'm for long, make the change and report back in 2 weeks.
Brian, can you do that?
We could do that. We haven't addressed what I think is one of their primary concerns, is that's them, and I discussed this yesterday. I think we could, if, in easy sell, to elongate the hours, but it doesn't address their concerns of having to work 6 days a week.
We'll be able to address it in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to see the recycling numbers.
Okay. And when Mr. Straffis mentioned pulling metal out, we have people that come in and take things directly to our metal recycling area. That's why they're going there. They have a refrigerator and or metal, and they're dropping it there. But one of the above and beyond steps they're taking, the employees, and they've taken it upon themselves, is instead of sending metal that comes in the normal waste stream into the trash and take it to Springfield, they're segregating that out, and as time allows, and putting it in also in our metal recycling. So that's adding additional money. And it was talked about if there were, we had the ability to hire a part-time person to help cover the Saturdays, that person, one of their responsibilities would also be to, during busy times, be a coordinator, so that backing, there's certain times when you get 3, 4, 5, 6 vehicles there at once, it becomes rather confusing. And also that person could help segregate trash or recyclable materials out of that and put it in the recyclable bins and help us generate more money that way. So it sounds like we'll unofficially elongate the hours primarily for the commercial haulers, and then when the recycle report is completed after our 90 days, which will be in about 2 weeks, that we'll revisit this topic. Okay.
Make sure you post it, too, in case we decide to give direction with hiring some part-timers.
Do you have any very brief report on the improvement to the building?
We do. It's very brief. It's a long, drawn-out process. As far as I know, the only thing that's holding up is the door. It's a DNR requirement that any pre-existing transfer stations that are modified in any way, shape, or form of their on their current footprint, that they have a door and or a series of doors, so there's no more openings to the buildings. We've looked at 8 or 9 different variations of the door, different types of door, curtain doors, roll-up doors. We're currently looking at a cantilevered door, which is a $22,000, very expensive door. We've asked DNR to give us some input, give us some help. It's from an engineering perspective, it's very difficult to find a door that's that large and that's not cumbersome and will be in the way of a raised dump and or garbage truck. They've not been able to give us any information as to how what direction to move forward in or what type of doors to get, because we're the first transfer station in the state of Missouri that's being asked to retrofit their building with doors. So they're not helping us out. This process has gone on over a year and a half, and it's still the doors that remain the topic. There is a settling problem in the floor of the main building, and as part of the rehabilitation of that building and creating 2 more dump sites for residential, there's a plan to modify the remove and replace the entire floor, and that problem is getting progressively worse. So when we wash the building out, there's a puddle that keeps getting larger and larger. So the floor has some settling issues. We're stuck on the door. That's the bottom line. Something that the DNR will approve. We thought we were making good headway with what's termed as curtain doors, which is something like you'd see in a grocery store in the cooler section, where you might walk through plastic type doors. That was we thought we might have hit a home run with that, but then it went higher up through the review process in DNR and didn't quite make it.
How tall are we talking about the doors? What's the opening have to be?
I want to say 18 feet, 16
feet. We got to have a clearing of 18 feet, right?
Yes. Okay. I was there yesterday after our meeting, and one of my concerns is regardless of how much money we spend on that door, a truck hits the header on a regular basis. As I was leaving yesterday, a garbage truck hit the header. So we spend $10,000 on a roll-up door, and it's hit one time, there's $10,000 that's gone. So we would have to build some type of protective cage around it if it ends up being a roll-up door. This door situation really is problematic, and it seems like it should be such a simple thing. You go to their website and look at the transfer station, you see a wide-open building without any doors on it. And I made mention of that. They should change their picture
on the
transfer station.
I think you brought it up yesterday. They have no suggestions or recommendations. No one has anything for us.
I reckon the other improvements to the facility would improve safety?
Yes.
So somebody could call DNR and say, we spent a year and a half, but we could have had a safer facility.
I think that's an accurate statement, yeah.
Why don't we use a little common sense here and let us get away without a door? I know that's not going to happen.
Next, thanks for your report.
I gave several weeks ago a list of cost savings ideas and put it in each one. Sometimes I put things in your inbox and just drop it in there for your review at a later time. Not asking for any feedback, but I did think I came up with some things that should be at least looked at, from possibly refinancing some of our debts, selling instead of having the sales that we do at the yards, the annual auctions, that possibly some of those items may bring in more money on an internet type sales. Shifting to 410s countywide, just from an electrical standpoint, or utilities use, that may save us quite a bit of money. Online forms was one of the suggestions, and another one was mail-in ballots only. And State of Oregon is the one I use as a model. They at times get up to between 30% and 50% participation in the voting process because it's convenient for them to fill out the ballot from their home and send it in. So just some things to think about. We can go into the road petition process. I don't know if Mr. Paulson is ready with Mr. Mills.
Well, before we do that, we are grossly behind schedule.
Okay.
Your time is actually up if we want to maintain order.
Okay.
Now, the question is, Commission, I'm just throwing that out to you. We can continue on with the road petitions. We have engineering role for zoning contract. So I think we're going to have a discussion about since P&Z has been open, since we voted on the P&Z districts, now what does Eddie do with direction? Does he work with Aegis? Does he not work with Aegis? So I just wanted to point out the rest of the schedule. Plus, we also have, I believe, two more executive sessions at the end of the day.
I'm glad to see we're getting in a full day today.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think road petitions will take, Frank?
If we go through each one and review the video and the inspection report and the cost details, it could take us 45 minutes an hour. If we go with my recommendation, and that is to take in the ones that would be most cost-effective, least expensive for us to take in and maintain presently, we could probably drop it down to two or three petition roads that are taken in. We do have a total of seven to review right now, and we have two additional ones that have begun the petition process, and those being Howell and Gooseberry. It's all a matter of how you want to move forward, if you want to take in any at all. A strong statement that I've taken to heart from Mr. Strahan 6 or 8 months ago was that not taking in roads at all has a may send a strong message out to the people that are paying the tax for the road improvements, that next time that tax goes around, it probably not be to our best interest if we continue to not take any roads in at all. That was a strong statement, and I took it to heart, and I believe in that. So we do need to take some roads in, but why can't they be roads that are in relatively good condition, don't take very much upfront and or initial cost for us to get up to an acceptable standard for the residents and for ourselves. And so there's some candidates like that out there. On the other extreme spectrum of taking roads in, and Arizona might be a good example of that, is that the entire stretch of road is completely shot. It's almost unable for the public to drive down, and they're wanting the county to come in and basically build them a new road from one end to the other. Is that the county's responsibility? We have 553 miles to maintain and take care of, and I'm in favor of taking in roads that are in relatively good condition that have a very low cost initial upfront investment, but to take in roads that, like a good portion of these, that require us to rebuild them from one end to the other, I have plenty of other roads that I need to take care of. So we can move forward however you like.
That sounds reasonable to me. I'll tell you what, Frank, the one thing that I would like to see in the upcoming budget is I've discussed this with you before, talked to you, is a number of miles of road that might be evaluated as prospects. We've got roads that are so many, we can take in so many miles of road that makes it easier on the commission, it makes it easier on you. It makes it easier on the process if we can take in so many miles of road in 2011, so many miles of road in 2012, but you designate that in your budget as you...
It may be, I agree, it may be easier to come up with a budgetary figure and then let that equate into miles based on the need
right.
of the construction.
Right. And then that way everybody knows exactly where we're at.
So we're going to continue on? What do we want to tell Mr. Coxey then?
You want me to say make it reschedule, or are you all meeting tomorrow or Friday? Or
we have...
We had a rescheduling for tomorrow afternoon at 1 on something. I don't know what else we got.
We've got tomorrow a 1 o'clock, a 1:30, and a 2. You probably could be here at 2:15.
That's fine with me, if that's okay with you guys.
Except it's 3:07. I guess we could just table. How about a motion to table the discussion of engineering role for zoning contract of 2:15, Wednesday, August 25th.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. See you.
Get that? Okay. Frank, you got till 4 o'clock, it looks like. Now?
Okay. Would you like to review all of the inspection reports and review the video as we go through this?
I'd like to look at the videos because I think we learn a lot from what you just got through saying about roads that shouldn't be considered and roads that should be considered. And we looked at 3 the other day, but even though the videos weren't very good. We looked at 3 roads, and one of them is going to have extremely large amount of work. The other one's going to have a lot of easement cleared. And so both those roads are questionable. So I just...
talk about Arizona first.
Do you want to look at Arizona again? This one's a prime example.
You guys want to look at these that we looked at the other day again? I don't think we need to. Do you, or do you?
Yeah, we didn't have any pictures.
Our video messed up, remember?
Okay, this is one I asked if it had that surface on it or could rip that surface up. Go ahead.
Now, this is Arizona?
This is Arizona. this is a continuation. We maintain a portion of Arizona, and this is a portion that's been extended. This road currently serves four homes. There's five lots on this road. This road's going to require some easement work here. I think they have an ingress-egress type situation for these five lots.
It's not a platted road at this point in time.
So there's that's going to remain up to the homeowners to try to get us that. The road's going to need to be basically the first section we just drove across there is chip seal, and it's about a single seal, and then it's pretty much face rock from there on. The chip seal starts fading out right about here. It's basically far enough gone that it'd be easier to scarfer it off and start over and get the adequate base rock on it and then reseal it. So that's going to be pretty good initial cost.
How much more initial easement do you have to secure?
All of it.
All of it.
It's
So the driving surface is, you're saying, about 16 feet wide. We need a how big of easement? 40?
50's our today's
standard.
50 on
this being a fairly new development should require a 50.
I want to stop you right here.
Okay.
Just got the, if you want to back that up.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get 50 here.
No.
If you want to back that up, I'm going to show you something that is.
Grab that little icon there.
Takes this road almost out of question. And that is
very good.
That transformer sitting right there.
You want to go in there?
And then when I think if you back it on up, you see one on the other side of the road.
Here's another one at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Right.
There's already existing underground utilities, which if you go to improve and try to establish ditch marks,
close it out, start over again.
Problems with the existing utilities being there. So
this one's problematic to me for several reasons. I don't think they'll ever have the, because of the where the hardscape is currently built out today, they'll never come anywhere near our 50 feet requirement. It's not a platted road in its current configuration. It's an easement. What else did I have on it?
Where is this located, the subdivision?
You go north of...
North of F Highway. Northeast outer road to Emery Creek.
Yep.
Bed and breakfast there, and you go behind the bed and breakfast.
I don't see how we can take it. I mean, we owe it to the applicant. I'm going to motion to deny Arizona road petition.
Do you want to deny, or I guess we do on this one because of the, I'm looking at the transformers sitting beside the road. There's no way we can get 50 feet. Hmm. We've got the cul-de-sac, it's got a transformer on it, and it's not a 100-foot circle. Yeah. What do you think? Do you want to deny or table these things? Because if you deny, it's good. They can reapply after a year if they've made some improvements.
Is it a year or 6 months?
I'd have to look it up.
Well, I have a couple questions. Are we requiring 40 or 50 foot?
50, but sometimes on existing roads we have made... Once, a very infrequent, we've gone with 40. I think this last Sunset Road, which is actually an issue we need to fix today, did we go with 40 or 50?
We went with 40 on the older existing roads that had been established for several years. These that are fairly new developments with newer homes and stuff, they basically through planning and zoning, they've always been required to obtain 50.
Are you calling subdivision? Is that your separation?
Well, that's what I'm calling this one.
That's what I thought it was. Subdivision for 50 and regular roads are 40.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my thought has been that established road, which this would be an established road, we required 40 foot. If somebody was coming through planning and zoning with a new subdivision, then they were required to design it, provide 50 foot.
I think we shoot for 50 on everything, and sometimes we settle for 40.
Okay. With that in mind, then, instead of denying, do we want to table it and send them a message that it's whatever we're going to require them, 50 or 40 foot, and that we see they've got some serious issues in order to get that? But if they...
They want to go in there and move that transformer.
Well, we got mailboxes too. Let's do the, if it's a year, it'll take them a year to get it done.
I mean, we can send letters. I don't care. It's just more Frank. Letters for Frank, but that's fine.
What do you think, Chuck? If it's a year, that gives them time to get it done. They got mailboxes that are too close, and they got those transformers that's right on the edge.
Well, what Chuck's saying is send them a letter of why we're either going to die or table it.
I'm saying send one letter to the person that presented the petition that there are these problems. We have a choice of denying it, or which you'll have to wait a year if we do that, or if you want to commit to taking care of these problems, then we'll table it.
Reconsider.
If you table, does that put it in a 90-day time frame?
I think it's tabled. It's tabled. I mean, we do have that, I think, a six-month thing. That
something's 6 months, and the other one's a year.
That if we don't act on it or something, then it's automatically denied, or is that what you're saying?
Yes. There we have some an ordinance or a policy, actually, that we created a year or so ago that if action isn't taken by one party or the other after a certain amount of time, then it's the same as being denied.
Yeah, that's the way it reads.
That's what I was
referring. One thing that really bothers me, a couple things with this particular one, it's not even a platted road. I think that it would have to be a platted road before we could even consider taking it in as a county road. Second, we're looking at $25,000 to make it a drivable, comfortable surface. For what's the length on it? Not very long. So I will write a letter to whatever effect you want me to. We can deny. We can table. But I also want. I don't want to give them
a false
sense of hope. My true feelings are if this $25,000 can be spread over three or four of these other roads here that...
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If Jim will modify his motion to deny up to a year and let them address the problems, let the letter read that way. This is denied up to a year, and I'll second your motion. And for them to address if they want to reconsider after a year to bring it to the commission.
And the problems are the easements, mailboxes.
Mailboxes,
transformers.
Boxes,
and then the roundabouts doesn't look like it's adequate.
Yeah.
And then are we saying 40 or 50 feet easement? What are we saying? What do we want out of that? Out of that road?
Are they selling lots? Is it?
I think they're already sold. We could double check what the existing easement is on the current section we maintain. If they'll match that.
Matching
the existing Arizona.
I'd go along with that. For if it's 40 feet. If that
40 feet. And 40 feet, Frank.
Whichever it is.
Yeah.
If it's 50 now on the existing, it's got to be 50 if that's going on.
This is a dead end. This Arizona is a dead end.
I know, but he's talking about where it's
coming
county,
into here.
County, okay. So far, and then
to where I started.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have platted road, mailboxes, electrical boxes, and they don't need to move the electrical boxes if they can get us the 40 feet right away we're looking for, or whatever continuous of what is previously existing on the first portion of Arizona.
You're going to deal with more people though if you've got a transformer on one side of the road and you have to get 50 foot off of the other side of the road.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of equal portioned.
But if the beginning portions of Arizona are 40, you're okay with going with 40?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
All sounds pretty good except to Frank's point, and we've talked about this many times before, we talk about these requirements. The commission needs to have a heart to take the road in if they need it.
Yeah.
And Frank was saying earlier, you know, he questioned for $25,000, do we want to do that? We need to have our heads nodding that yes, that's what we want to do before we send them such a letter. It's my opinion.
I have to agree with you, and I'm not too sure my heart's in the right place on this one if we have to do $25,000 worth of work before we even get a driving surface.
Well, to discuss just a little bit more, I was on it, and not long ago, and I saw the holes today as you showed the pictures. It wouldn't take $25,000 to fill holes and make it.
No.
That cost includes putting to a chip sealed surface.
Okay. So we could improve it to a good gravel surface.
We could fix it to a good base surface cheaper, but I don't know that that's what the people's going to expect.
Okay.
Can you ride in there? Can you explain a little bit about the scarf or
what
that can pertains to?
In the event that we in the event these issues are fixed, that it would be the county's intention to improve the road surface to a gravel road type
class
surface.
Class six
gravel road type surface.
Yeah. You know
what was the petition about, though?
And I'm not saying that's what we ought to do. I mean, if this.
I mean, what are they asking?
Randy's right, if we're not.
I think the one gentleman, and I believe he was the one that petitioned the road. I actually met him on the road, and I think their expectations, if they could get it under county maintenance, that we would improve the road to a reasonable standard or driving surface, and with it having an existing chip seal, or it's pretty much gone, but that's what was there.
They're asking for a 4 or 5.
Class 4 or 5, which is as chip seal.
That's going to be a hard surface. So.
Yeah, and we
that's the reason my estimates are.
And we got 15 or 16 feet of driving surface on this road.
So there's going to be a little widening, a little ditching, drainage improvement to go along with that.
I'm just going to make a motion to deny. I mean, I don't see that.
So.
Because I don't want to get their ambition.
Was that my original motion? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll just second his original motion because they can resubmit. If they take and go into trying to fix this up for themselves, then I think we consider it, you know.
But I guess the question is, Frank, if they provide all the things that Danny and Chuck were talking about, do we really want this road? Or is that $25,000 better spent somewhere else?
Yep, $25,000 is better spent somewhere else. But if I were a resident of that road, I'd certainly want you to fix that road for me, being a tax-paying county citizen.
Yeah.
And if you happen to be out on the campaign trail, and you go around neighborhoods in the county, you're going to find a lot of county roads in places just like this one.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you want to go back to your sales tax point,
and I do.
It's a valid point. Might be making a bad decision to deny this road.
Well, they can reapply after a year, and I would put that in an explanation. Mm-hmm. Is that you, with improvements, you can reapply after a year, and you could list some of the things in there. Say this is not all, but some of the things are easements, transformers, mailboxes.
Just curious, Frank, how much the total dollar figure of all the road petitions combined, what is that you're going to present to us?
Right at $60,000.
$60,000 total? Uh-huh. On all the petitions?
Yes.
It's not much.
I was going to say, if it's $60,000 for 7 roads?
Yes.
How many?
Some of these are in better condition.
Much better.
So. I'm just wondering, 60. I mean, how much have we taken in this year, right?
None this year.
None.
That's why this we have
that's
a stack.
Whatever.
See, I'd much rather just do road petitions twice a year and do them halfway and then the end of the year.
If you want to take this road in and scarf it and let them, I mean, maybe you're not using the right term, but anyway, that's what I call it, is ripping that that chip and seal up. Bringing that base over. We did that on 2 roads up here, and they were way better roads than they were in that existing condition. And if the people would let us take those in and do that,
we could bring them all condition of 40-foot easements, mailboxes. I mean, there's still the criteria.
Mm.
you know, if they can't do it, then we don't mess with it. But $60,000 for how many roads? Seven roads?
Yes, sir. There's several on here that are multiple roads. In Savannah Place, which we had last year during some of the snow events, we have some emergency personnel that live in there, some being highway patrol and others being local law enforcement officers that were not able to get to and from their residences. So we did do a snow plow once or twice in those areas. Savannah Place is a what I would call a contiguous neighborhood, and we have hopscotch throughout the neighborhood on which roads we maintain and which roads we don't. Overall condition of the entire neighborhood could probably need some crack sealing and pothole patching, with ultimately in the next few years needing alternative road surface treatment like a slurry seal or a thin overlay, a microsurface, or a traditional overlay. But all of these roads could go some time without that.
Can I ask you, Frank, a question, Frank?
Uh-huh.
Do we require people to sign the hold harmless agreement when we take a road in?
I don't think we know.
I mean, I think in light of the conversation we had today, why wouldn't we make all residents sign a hold harmless? And when we're taking in existing roads, we don't know exactly the drainage ditch and all the drainage. I mean, do we look at the drainage in all these and if they're draining into households?
Randy makes comments like that. Randy does a thorough.
I do look at most areas where I see potential problems. If we've taken roads in, that's going to come up the same problem you gentlemen discussed earlier at some point in the future. And most of the time when it comes up is when property changes hands, new owners take over and want to change things. But I do try to look for potential drainage issues that cost us several dollars to try to repair.
The only time we've approached a hold harmless agreement, to my knowledge, since I've been here, is Horizon Hills, where there's some known significant drainage issues that we're terrified of. We have one road on this list of seven, Forest Bluff, which is a lower road, very small road in the bottom of Whitetail Crossing that was very well into, probably 90% into the petition process, and it was actually, I believe, approved contingent upon the developer doing a safety berm around the cul-de-sac, which they met. In the meantime,
we approved it last week.
We approved it last week, and then it washed out or something like that.
I won't say another word on that one.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I'm just asking it. $60,000, seven roads.
I would like to look at them, though. We've got a situation.
I mean, make it all contingent upon easements. I mean, the same contingencies.
Okay. I think I'd like to take time to look at them. It shouldn't take long, but
okay.
But
okay.
I'm in favor. But we've got a motion second on the floor. We need to remove if we're going to go a different direction.
Yeah, I'll just withdraw my motion right now.
So I'll withdraw my second then.
That's Forest Bluff, isn't it?
This is Forest Bluff before the
cul-de-sac.
Developer went in and made his improvements. He regraded down there and rebuilt the, reshaped the cul-de-sac, fixed the drainage ditch.
Before we move on, I'd like to take a stab at a motion. May not get anywhere, but on Arizona, I'll make a motion that we go ahead and take it in, contingent upon 40-foot right-of-way, mailboxes moved, transformers or any other utilities that are a problem, and notification that it would not necessarily be chip and seal the first year.
Well, they can't be on even any of those we take in has up to a three-year period before they're considered for chip and seal, isn't it?
A minimum of a year, depending upon the drainage, the complexity of the drainage or the topography there. Our policy since I've been here has been a minimum of a year. Sometimes we have to, in year two, we have to address we didn't quite get the drainage problem fixed.
I knew it was, I thought it was three, but that's two. You say two.
The reason I bring it up is Randy said they're expecting it, so I don't want them expecting it if it isn't going to happen.
Yeah. If we do that, then the contingency is a very strong word because we have a road here, Forest Bluff, that we had contingent upon. We didn't take it in because some of the things weren't met, and then it was fixed, and we took it in. So just like this road right here, it's crossing this bridge. It's one lane, and I don't know.
Maybe we have to wipe trees out on this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question is, how long are we going to give them contingent? I mean, we're going to give them...
A good question, and I didn't think of that until you, right before you said that.
Go ahead.
Is what have we done there?
Some of the stuff could take them a little while to accomplish, especially on the electrical.
6 months.
I mean, that might take them a while to get that organized.
Let's just give everyone 6 months on the contingencies.
I have 6 months to my motion, please.
I'll second his motion.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we're ready for print.
Okay.
And this one is... Oh, this...
Did they just accept
we're going to be hacking some trees down here.
This off of Jones?
It's accepted contingent on those.
Yeah,
this is...
What? Did we not discuss that?
Yeah, they had to remove the trees.
We need to send them a letter?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
I thought we decided that we were going to send them a letter saying they're going to have to remove the trees.
They have to remove...
No, I think what happened is the video kind of messed it up.
The video messed up, and I don't think you guys got to really get a good look at this one. This is going to have a couple more.
We've got a corrupted video file, it looks like.
I looked at all of them last Friday, and they made it all the way through every video.
Okay, that one just kept going.
But it doesn't mean they will
do now,
it. Does this create a problem for our snowplow trucks?
Not really as far as width and height. We can go through here. The problem is going to be it's going to be on the right-of-way, and whose responsibility is it the thing collapses or falls in the road? And
somebody hits it.
Somebody hits it. I mean, I don't think we want to rebuild it. So
it's not wide enough, and it doesn't have a water drainage.
The other thing is going to be drainage. There's no drainage provided under that. There's no culvert. There's no culverts on this road or drainage ditches anywhere. I mean, if this was during a rainy period, I didn't see too much examples of washing on the road except at this structure where the water has overtopped on this little drawing. And there is erosion on the lower side of the road.
If we take this bridge in, because we're talking about this little one-lane bridge, aren't we accepting liability?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
I'll make a motion to deny this one.
I second it.
There you go, motion to deny and second.
Based on right-of-way and the structure itself?
Yeah, one-lane bridge with no water drainage.
Well, it shows we got right-of-way.
We've got plenty of right-of-way. We just...
But the one-lane bridge and drainage.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
Ready for a vote?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The next one is Lindell, which is in the Oakmont subdivision.
Bob and Mel, are you ready?
Yeah.
Is it a cut and dry, pretty quick thing?
Yeah.
Can we bump them in here?
Bump them in. That's fine.
Yeah.
Would you hit pause for a second there?
Okay.
Motion to approve the T Highway contract as reviewed by Bob Paulson.
He's happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
I figured that.
One for you, one for Don, and one for us.
I'm going to run to the restroom.
Why don't we ask for a recess? We've got two of the members walking out.
Recess, 5 minutes.